From Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, this is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier on really what has been the busiest day so far for the Jaguars crew in Indy. Head coach Gus Bradley addressed the media earlier. We were both in there. He'll join us in just a moment on Jaguars.com Live. But just briefly, what did you gather from Gus earlier today?
Well, it's been a frenzied 20-25 minutes talking to Gus on the side and then listening to him on the podium. He said basically what you'd expect him to say in an event like this. He was asked about Blake Bortles, expressed an awful lot of confidence in Blake about him being the guy for the future, which he is. I asked him some about the offense. The coaching staff has been together and is in the process with Greg Olson, Nathaniel Hackett, and Doug Marrone of sort of putting together what this offense is going to be. And he said he has a lot better feel for what it's going to be. He mentioned that they're trying to get some things into the offense that are sound likes, I think was the word that he used. So trying to figure out a way to make it easier for this transition for the younger players who are having to relearn an offense, a lot of them a second offense in two NFL off seasons. I asked him, is it what you want? Meaning, is it this run first and be able to pass off of that? And he said, I certainly hope so. This was off to the side. So that's what they're still gearing toward. And it sounds like it's still a process where they're figuring out exactly what they have, the strengths that they can use. And he got into some more details that we can get into later.
And it was the first time for a lot of media outside of Jacksonville to question Gus Bradley about the hiring of Marrone, which was a big deal at the time, and Greg Olson and some of those new names in here.
And he said again, and this is a topic that I think people nationally don't get, and maybe if you don't know Gus, you don't quite get. He said the whole thing with Buffalo with Marrone really didn't come up. It didn't concern him that much. Yeah. He got to know Doug on a different level before he really started thinking of exactly what he might be on the staff. And I think by the time that he got to the point where he was envisioning what Doug was going to mean for the staff, I think he sort of knew Doug enough, and he didn't really care that much about getting into the details of Buffalo. That's Doug's thing. What he wants from Doug for the Jaguars doesn't have much to do with that. So Gus has a lot of confidence in him. It's his staff, so go with it.
Busy day in the media center today. It's quarterback day, wide receiver day, and running back day. And the wide receivers have been the ones that have come in earlier today. No quarterbacks yet, but Winston, Mariota, and all the rest are scheduled to speak to the media today. And that'll be the big storyline nationally today.
Yeah, nationally, that's the deal. We talked to Titans people and Bucks people about those guys yesterday. Yep. And today's their chance to come in. I don't know really how much the draft Knicks are going to learn at this event about where those guys are going to go. I still think Winston's going to be locked in at the number one spot. I can't help but think that's going to be how it is. And then Mariota's going to fluctuate based on how a few teams feel about him. I think the thing will